Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD, Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, as always, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Good afternoon to you and to the listeners.
So, number one, great to have you and not a voice note, because that's always better. And secondly, we're going to talk about the government dumping AstraZeneca. In fact, a lot of negative press seemingly around AstraZeneca lately.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about AstraZeneca. First of all, the first thing I want to say about it, it's a damn good vaccine. It's a very good vaccine. That's the number one point. It's done very well. For example, in the United Kingdom, they're doing Pfizer and AstraZeneca. They've actually just looked at the results quite recently, and they found that it's pretty good. You know, it's protected, I think it's about 80, the late 80s and into the 90s. Percentage efficacy against severe infection, hospitalization, and even mild to moderate was quite good as well. I think about 70%. So it's done very, very well. And it will do well in those countries which don't have our variant, which don't have the 501YV2 variant. There it will do well, and it has performed well. It's also a pretty safe vaccine, notwithstanding the publicity that has come now because of the blood clot problem. They're finding that that some individuals that had the vaccine developed thromboembolism, what you call blood clots, blood clotting. But you know, it's about 30 cases have been reported so far out of 5 million doses. It's exceedingly rare, and we don't know if there's a causal relationship. It might just be incidental that it happened at the same time. So it's only now being investigated. I would personally think it's unlikely to be related, but we'll have to wait and see. It's also a good vaccine because you can store it easily. It doesn't have to be at the very cold temperature that Pfizer requires. And it's a pretty cheap vaccine. The problem comes in South Africa, where the 501V2 variant is the main variant, is the dominant variant. That's where we had the problem. And when they did the trials, limited trials in the country, the performance went right down to about 22% overall. And when you looked at its efficacy against the variant, that went down to about 10.4%. So it was hardly effective at all. When you looked in the laboratory, people that have been vaccinated with AstraZeneca and looked at their blood, their antibodies also, the kind of reduction against the variant was like about 86-fold or completely knockout. There was no evidence whatsoever of any neutralization. So we kind of looked at all this data, you know, the laboratory data, the trial data, and really it kind of looked very, very, very bleak. And although we'd ordered the 1.5 million, we thought it'd probably be better to kind of give it to country or sell it to country because it's been sold, not given, to countries on the African Union platform which don't have the variant. Because then it will perform pretty well, and it's good. It can be stored easily, and it's cheap. Now, of course, the one question which is always raised is, might be the AstraZeneca vaccine I'm talking about, effective against severe disease. The only thing we don't know, you know, all the indications so far is that it hasn't worked. So we can't really go on a hunch or speculation or, you know, possibility. And that's why the decision was made, look, let's kind of not use it at the moment until we have more information. Yeah, sell it to countries which can use it very, very profitably, and let's use a vaccine which we know does work. A vaccine which has been in trials in South Africa with the variant. And that's the Johnson & Johnson. That performed reasonably well. You know, it was 60% against mild disease, but importantly, 88% against severe disease. So that's a pretty, pretty good vaccine. And we know it works. The problem is coming in kind of in dribs and drabs, but it's probably the better way to go.
Prof, got a question from a listener, unfortunately unsigned, says, please ask the prof, I'm a healthcare worker, and I still have side effects 5 days later. Not too bad, but should I report it to Sisonke? Presuming they've had the jab, and talking about side effects 5 days later. Your advice?
Yeah, I think they need to kind of investigate that. That's very unusual. You know, usually have side effects. Well, usually, I mean, a minority have side effects, but where you do have side effects, it's usually mild and usually for 1 to 2 days, but 5 days is stretching it. I think you should definitely report to the Sisonke people. Sisonke, by the way, is the name of the rollout of the study.
Prof, as always, thank you for taking us to 4:30, and you and I will chat again tomorrow.
Excellent. Thanks, Simon. All the best.